A huge cement pad with unique spay features is waiting for that magic moment when the water is turned on at Verdun Spray Park, and so are the children of Verdun and area. It's down to the last details, and any day now Verdun could see the new feature spring to life. For Verdun Spray Park Committee, Whitney Baker says they're uncertain of opening day. It's been about 4 years of planning, fundraising, and this summer, contractors got down to the details of the building. An Alberta company, Park and Play, designed and constructed the park. To their credit, the spray park is paid for. The committee has fundraised over $500,000. Our main partners were the Building Sustainable Communities Fund, Tundra Oil and Gas, Enbridge and Verdun and Area Foundation, say Baker. This couldn't happen without the generosity and involvement of the community, so a full list of sponsors will be displayed at the spray park. Although the pad, plumbing and spray features are all in, there's more to do to beautify this feature and to provide comforts and necessities for the public, says Baker. We are still accepting donations for square feet of concrete to help us purchase shade structures, benches, picnic tables, and pay for the washrooms that will be constructed on site eventually. She adds, I'm incredibly humbled by all the community support and the countless volunteer hours put into this absolute labor of love for our community. The future of Verdun is very bright, and I'm so glad our park is a part of our new strategic plan moving forward, where Verdun will really be the center of it all. Current committee members include Whitney Baker, Alyssa Elliott, Tracy Landles, Samantha Brisson, Fionn Penner, Candace Van Dam, Karen Trout. Previous committee members include Treasure Sparks, Tracy Coop, Michelle Alexander, Bree Kyle, and Megan McKinnon.